Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Not for you, but for us, it's been a while since we podcasted because we had to batch a couple. And I know, did we fool you? Did you guys think they were?
No,
current?
Because we can't stop talking about it. At least I can't. I'm always like, we are batching. Because yeah. I always want people to know, you know, it could be irrelevant by the time. If we're talking about something especially within pop culture, mm-hmm. and we recorded it 3 weeks before,
yeah.
I know for a fact it's going to be irrelevant by the 100%. Time it comes out.
There's so many things I know that have been irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back and we're ready for another episode. And this one is just for the girls. So the girls and the gays and the theys. So if you're a guy, get off. Not really. This is more of a lighthearted one. Actually, we're going to get into gender roles today.
Please.
And break that down for you guys.
That was a joke. Psych. If you couldn't tell.
Yeah, if you can't tell by now. We don't know anything.
We're very happy to be back. I'm actually so excited to podcast right now, which don't get me wrong. I always am, but...
It's been weeks.
Especially when it's been a few weeks. I am just excited for all the updates and
I feel like the world has got to be missing our insight.
Oh, for sure.
Our current insight.
I feel like so much has happened. It's officially cozy season. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mode. I'm ready to go.
I'm not. I walked out the really? Door today. Oh, no. I didn't finish my sentence. I am not in pilgrim girl attire.
Oh.
I've been like pinning and
why
making Pinterest
aren't you
boards.
In uniform? You need to do that TikTok.
Literally.
Come out in your bloomers.
I am giving Adam Sandler fall.
Did you see that thing I reposted on my story?
Yes.
If that ain't me.
No, literally.
It's like me. I'm so excited for my fits for fall. And then me when fall comes around, it's literally Adam Sandler.
I just throw on the warm clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing like an oversized sweatshirt. It's giving university girl. I am wearing our Valley Girl shorts though. These shorts have been honestly one of my favorite things. I wear them all the time, but I am wearing kind of pilgrimy girl socks and that's about it. But I'll step up my game. Okay. I'm in the transition phase.
That's okay.
Into fall fits.
That's fine. You know, we got to transition. We don't live somewhere. We've been over this. We don't really live somewhere seasons. So it's hard to differentiate.
Mm-hmm.
But I did make soup this week and I did make muffins this week.
Nice.
So therefore I am now Ballerina Farm, and even though the muffins are made from a box. Yeah. I also just went to Trader Joe's and got a few fall things that I'm excited about.
Some pumpkin stuff.
Mm-hmm. I got these cinnamon roll blondie bars to make.
Oh.
To bake. And I feel like there's something else pumpkin-y. I got some pumpkin creamer and can't remember what else, but some other things as well. Yeah, I'm feeling cozy.
I had a pumpkin matcha latte with pumpkin cold cream or something like that. Sweet cream, or not from Starbucks, from like a random coffee shop. And I looked at the girl. They have a new menu and I was like,
That was on the menu?
Yeah, like the matcha pumpkin, whatever, okay, latte. And I was like, that's scaring me, but it's also enticing me. I feel like those flavors could work. She's like, I've never tried it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll get it. And it was so good. But I will say, I feel like pumpkin is a very overpowering flavor.
It is.
I couldn't taste them. It was basically just like
pumpkin shake.
Yeah. Pumpkin mousse.
Yeah.
Green pumpkin mousse. But it was really good.
I want to try that immediately.
Yeah. It was super good.
Anything with pumpkin, count me in.
Mm-hmm.
For the next few months.
And it was cold. So I don't know when I'm going to give up my cold drinks.
That takes months.
That takes like the deepest, darkest days of winter for me to get a hot drink.
It takes a very bleak day for me to order a hot drink.
Yeah, for sure. I have to be feeling pretty low. To be feeling low, low, low. Speaking of cozy season, I am in my football era, full-fledged, my fantasy football era. I watch every game. Like Thursday night, I'm watching the game. Sunday night or Sunday, the whole day. I didn't know this. Like, you know, when you watch or when we watch basketball, JC and I'm talking about, we watch one team. Like we just watch the Suns games. Because I'm playing fantasy football, so I have like guys from every team or a bunch of different teams on my team. I want to watch all of their different games.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any loyalty. I'm in my football era and I like posted that I was watching the Kelce documentary, which wasn't even a football game, but it's about football brothers.
Yeah.
And it was a screenshot of the team that Jason Kelce plays for, which is the Philadelphia Eagles. And I was like, oh, I forgot why I don't like sports sometimes.
Like fandoms almost.
Yes, so many replies. Not the Eagles, girl. Please, their fans are trash. Like, I was like,
You're like, I'm just watching a game. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm watching a documentary, ma'am. This is not even a game.
Oh, that was the documentary. Yes. I'm screaming.
I'm like, wait, what? And I also don't care about the teams. I don't like root for any teams. I like my quarterback, Jalen Hurts, which actually he does play for the Philadelphia Eagles. And he's also very handsome. And then I have like a running back on the Bengals. I have a wide receiver on the whatever. But I'm learning so much about the games and I'm so invested now.
Wow.
Before I would be watching, I'm like, this is the slowest, dumbest thing to watch.
I think I need to watch some documentaries to get me in the mood because yeah, there is nothing like a sports documentary to get you obsessed with whatever it is, which whatever sport they're talking about or the person, which leads me to, have you watched the Jake Paul documentary?
No, is it good?
It honestly is.
Really?
You should watch it. It's on Netflix. And dare I say, I'm a Jake Pauler. No, I feel like it just brings to light. You see a little bit more behind the scenes. I feel like that type of content is going to make you like someone more. And it really did give me like a little soft spot for him. Like he kind of was opening up a little bit more about how his dad was so hard on them growing up. And I've said it from the beginning. I do not like that man.
No,
that man scares me. I'm forgetting his name
Greg.
At the moment. Greg. But he was in the documentary a little bit as well. And it is giving the most toxic of toxic masculinity I've ever seen.
Really?
Like every interview with him, when he's sitting down and talking to the camera, it's like, there was this one part that was just chilling. It's like them asking him, I can't remember what they were talking about, but he was basically saying like, you know, if someone comes in and does this, like, do you want a baby who talks about their emotions? Like a guy who talks about their emotions? Or do you want a Greg Paul in the room? Or do you want a Greg Paul?
Anyone but Greg Paul.
I'm like, I want anyone but you in any room I'm in. Like,
yeah. I will take a literal baby over you.
Literally take anyone over you. So it gave me just this, because I guess Jake kind of opened up and was like, you were like abusive growing up. Like you
said that to him in the documentary?
He didn't say it to his face, but I guess like Logan was talking about an experience where Jake had basically said, like, had used the word abuse, and his dad like freaked out and was like, I've never laid a hand on you. And Jake was saying to the camera, he's like, oh, he would like slap me so hard. Like,
aww,
he was like so rough with us and so hard on us. And then, but then Logan
that makes me so
I know.
Sad.
And so then you're kind of like, oh, I kind of feel for him. And then, but then Logan is kind of also saying, like, I don't get why he's still complaining about it though, because like, look what it's turned him into. Like, he's so successful because of that. And I'm like, okay, let's talk about yeah, his emotions. Like,
also, don't tell someone to be grateful for their trauma. Yeah. They can like who they are now and also wish that they didn't have to go through that trauma.
Exactly. So it was really good though.
Complaining.
It was good to watch, and it's just showing his journey with boxing, and like it really is so impressive. He's literally dedicated his like,
yeah,
the last 5 years of his life to it.
Is his new girlfriend in the documentary?
She's not, but I also love her. Like, I'm obsessed. So I went down the rabbit hole, as everyone does. Yeah. Like, once you watch a documentary,
you, like, go on their social media.
I was like watching this video that they did together of like, and they kind of seem endgame. Like, she is also an athlete.
She's so athletic. She's so insane.
She's so cute. She seems so sweet. And they actually seem obsessed with each other and like a really good match. And I watched this video of them talking about,
I think she's an Olympic speed skater.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is she does. And it's so sick.
Yeah. She is, every like TikTok I see of her, I'm like, you're inspiring me. Mm-hmm. Like, you, anyway, I was watching this video of them and they were like answering questions and they were saying something about like, oh, what would we not expect about Jake? And she was like, he's just so sweet. Like, he's such a softie. Like, he treats me so well. And he like will write me love notes and like will always be whatever. And he was kind of like getting shy. He's like, you're exposing me. But like, I believed it. Yeah. I was like, I actually believe that he is a sweetheart deep down under the, you know, the kind of tough exterior. And he's obviously been through like a lot in his life and getting fame that young. Like,
yeah,
he literally moved to Puerto Rico. It shows kind of his new life. And he just like trains all the time. And he's like, this is like, I wanted purpose in my life and like, this is it. And this is a sport that I'm like, so whatever, you know? And it was really good. Wow. I loved it.
I've been on team Jake Paul ever since. Did you see, I think it was like a month ago, he was on Logan's The Impulsive.
I saw clips, but I never watched the full thing.
And on that podcast, basically they kind of had a fight, him and Logan, where Logan was mad that he couldn't bring Prime into Jake's fight.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake was like, well, like, I'm sponsored by Celsius pretty much. So why would I let you bring a competitor in? And he's like, because I'm your brother. Like, this is my business. And he's like, OK, but it was my match. Basically, the conversation they had, it was so obvious to everybody watching that
Jake was right.
Yes, Jake was right. And Logan was being so hypocritical and basically saying like, Jake's like, you literally are partnered with Prime. KSI and Jake Paul hate each other. KSI is so mean to Jake Paul. And that's who he partners with for Prime.
Right.
And he's like, okay, so I have to be your brother and let you bring in Prime. Yet you literally are teaming up with my nemesis. But so we can use the brother card when it's convenient for you. But not for me. And this, the conversation they had, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, Jake actually seems so sensible. And so
he seems
like,
mature and like he has a good head on his shoulders, actually.
Yeah. And Logan started saying this stuff like, you only get these fights because they don't want to fight me because they know you're the easier fight.
Oh, please.
Jake's like, you've literally never won a fight. You've not won one fight.
I did see someone saying, though, they're like, are they just
trying to get
like,
they said they would never fight, though. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Or, like, promo for a fight against them, too.
Yes. Basically, like, are they just trying to show us these fights between them? I'm talking verbal fights of like, oh, I'm the better fighter. No, I am. To like, be like, oh, who is? And then, yeah, do a fight against each other that would make a ton of money or whatever. Keep this narrative going. But yeah, the more that I see of Jake, I like him more than even Logan.
Yeah,
like,
his growth. That way. I feel like his growth is evident.
Yeah, for sure.
Seems a little more down to earth now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after Tommy beat him, which honestly is good. Sometimes you need to be beat.
Yeah, for sure. And it showed that in the documentary too.
Yeah.
But wow. It was cool to see just behind the scenes of everything.
I love sports
documentary. I think you'd like it.
I need to watch it. I've actually was wanting to watch it after, especially after that Logan and Jake thing. Because they were talking about the documentary. But yeah, I love a good sports documentary.
Oh, also the other thing is when Logan lost to who? I'm forgetting who. He had a fight.
Everyone
he lost. I'm like, oh, which one?
KSI?
No, I don't think it was
Floyd
KSI.
Mayweather. He's only fought like two people.
I don't remember. But basically it was showing on the documentary that Logan lost, I think. And Jake was like sobbing.
Aww.
Because he was just like,
sad that he lost?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Shows that he's sensitive.
He cares.
Yeah.
I wish that you played fantasy football.
I feel like
well, it's too late now. But awesome. At the beginning of the season, you like draft your team. But I feel like you would love it. But
I probably would.
It would take, it's taken a lot of my time and honestly, a lot of my emotional. Like, yes, exactly. Because I got such a good team. Nick helped me, I will admit. He was telling me who to get. And I'm like always projected to win. They like project who's going to win, how many points you get. And I was so sad when I lost. I've done fantasy football before where I do auto pick and then I don't even check. And my family will be like, oh, you lost this week. I'm like, I don't care. But this time I'm like, my gosh, like, I can't believe I lost. And then this week I won. I beat Abby.
I forgot.
She doesn't care. But
do you win money?
No, our family doesn't do it for money. You can.
Okay. You can. It's you're playing against the people you want to play.
Yeah.
Against.
You're in like a league.
Okay.
With a couple of different people and you each have teams.
Okay, you guys, this is one of my current obsessions, specifically for this time of year. Clean Simple Eats just came out with a pumpkin pie protein powder. It is so good. My mom and brother were just in town and I made them like a little protein shake with just some almond milk and ice and some almond butter and this pumpkin pie protein. And they were both like,
oh, that
wait.
Sounds so good.
They were like, this is so good. And I was like, I know. Clean Simple Eats is the best. My mom took a few of mine from my house and then she got home and she ordered more, she told me. It really tastes that good. Their vanilla is so good. Their chocolate, everything. Love all their protein powders. They have tons of flavors and they're all kind of unique and just really, really good. The coconut cream is also one of my absolute favorites. So
the coconut cream one, you guys, is so good, especially in like a fruit smoothie.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. So usually, you know, protein powder kind of has that like chalky aftertaste, but Clean Simple Eats truly doesn't. It's so creamy and smooth. It has zero chalkiness and you can mix it with almond milk, with oat milk, with real milk, with orange juice, really anything. You can add it to your oatmeal, whatever you want to do, whatever you like to do with protein, you can go ahead and do it.
Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients. It's third-party tested, non-GMO and gluten-free. And I also did try the vanilla protein powder with the orange juice thing that JC always talks about. I don't know why it took me so long because it was heavenly. Me and Nick loved it. And you can try 10 of their, they have 26 delicious all natural flavors and you can try 10 of them in their protein variety pack, which is only $18 with our code. So visit cleansimpleeats.com and use the code what we said at checkout for 20% off your first order. You guys, that's so great. You need to do this. Cleansimpleeats.com, code what we said for 20% off your first order. Go check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Also, with football, speaking of, this is kind of going into, like, or not going into, but kind of on the topic of what we're talking about today, which is like girls. Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard this and everybody in the world has heard this and honestly has heard enough about it. But Travis Kelce, which is brother, he's brothers with Jason Kelce. They are the ones who played against each other in the Super Bowl last year. Travis Kelce's on the Chiefs and Jason Kelce's on the Eagles. Travis Kelce is single. And he is like kind of, I don't know what the bachelor of the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like he's a really handsome guy. He's really funny. He's really good. And he scores a lot of touchdowns. So he's just like the person everyone likes.
Mm-hmm.
Girls. And he now is rumored to be dating Taylor Swift. And everyone's freaking out about it. They've never confirmed it, but they also haven't denied it. No one's like denied it.
Hmm.
And I saw this TikTok and it made me so happy because it was like, so this last weekend, after all of the rumors have been flying around, the NFL, literally during Travis Kelce's games, the announcers would make Taylor Swift jokes. Like he left a blank space for that one. Or like, he's going to shake it off. Like they would say, they literally talk about it so much. And then in the after game, they asked Jason Kelce, like, what are these rumors about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? And it's been so much like for Travis. And someone was like, I love this narrative. Like Travis Kelce is being treated like every woman when they have a like rumored romance with a famous person. Like it becomes their whole identity.
It becomes their only personality.
Yes. It's yes. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, and Taylor Swift is not like Taylor Swift. If you mention Taylor Swift, they're not like, oh, Travis Kelce. They're like,
totally.
Oh, she's an icon. Like she's
a
legendary.
Name for herself. Yes.
Yes. Like they don't even talk about Travis, but with Travis, they like, that's all people can talk about now. They're like, oh, he's dating Taylor Swift. Like, and it was just funny. They were like, I love seeing the tables turn for this.
We love to see it.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
I hope it's true. Because
that'd be awesome.
They're both really good looking and he seems like a nice guy. Jason Kelsey and his wife are so, from the documentary, you just like fall in love with them. They're just like normal.
I need to watch immediately.
Yeah, you'll love.
I will love it so much. I get so motivated when I watch those documentaries. I'm like, it's grind time, baby.
But you know what sport I would the least, actually the two sports I would literally be at the bottom of my list of sports I would want to play, even if I was a guy, football and boxing.
Yeah, true. So violent.
So physical. Getting hit in the freaking head, pushed over.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Just the injuries. Boxing, getting punched at your own will.
I know. Literally in the face, nose bleeding everywhere.
No thanks.
I know.
I choose no contact sports.
Yeah, that's the goal. I know this is like very old news, but we haven't talked about it on the podcast, which is shocking. Timothy Chevrolet and and Kylie Jenner.
I know. I love them.
How do we feel?
I feel so good.
I feel so good about it.
I love it.
I
think it makes perfect sense.
I was saying, like, I feel like it's fun to see unexpected.
Yeah. I feel like they're a couple you would see in high school.
Yes. It's like, if we saw Kylie again with like another rapper, it would be like, okay, cool. Yeah. Not that she's doing it for us, but it's like, it's fun.
She's giving the people what they want.
She is. Like, she's doing something different. She's going after someone that's not her usual type, or people wouldn't expect to be, for them to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are.
I love it.
And I love it.
I think they're great. I think they could dominate the world.
I hope we get more content. Do you think that he would ever
I think so.
In an episode?
I think so.
You do?
I think so. More than a lot of the other guys that they've dated, because I feel like he does like press tours. Like, he lets people in on his private life a little bit. Like, when he does press tours for movies, I feel like you see like behind the scenes of him more than you see of like, I don't know, Travis Scott or Kanye West, you know, like the people that they dated in the show before.
Mm-hmm.
That you're like, wait, I don't see anything. Even Devin Booker, it's like he was a sports person. You don't see too much of like his personal life. But I feel like Timothy's always pictured with girls. Like, he's always just, he's a little more, I believe in him. I believe he can give us the tea that we need.
Wouldn't that be something?
I don't know if Kylie would want him on though.
Mm.
I think he would be fine with it. I don't think, unless they were super serious, I don't know if she would. Like, they were dating for years.
Yeah. It's just so fun when they show their, like, their boyfriend. And I guess it just kind of goes with, people just love couples.
Yeah.
And
why?
I don't know. And I've been trying to figure it out, because even if I'll post stuff like in my vlogs or something, if Leif is in part of the vlog for like 2 minutes, all the comments are like, I loved the section with you and Leif. Like, more Leif content, more you and Leif. And I'm always like, okay, like, I agree. Leif's great. He's funny. But like, there's something about couples that people just love. But I'm included, because now I'm, you know, when I'm watching and Kim was dating Pete and they're showing scenes of them together, I'm eating it
yes.
up. I love it. Like, when Kendall was dating Devin, I'm like, show him, show you guys. They, I want to see your life together.
I don't think Kylie and Kendall, because they even said, like, we see our sisters show their relationships
and how bad it is for
I feel like not until they get engaged or married will they ever.
That makes sense. Honestly, it makes perfect sense. I actually completely understand.
And respect, but.
I respect it, but.
I wish otherwise.
For sure.
Anything else new?
I did a photo shoot with Abby yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I just saw the pictures.
I just got the pictures back. I shot all film, so I was waiting to get the photos developed, and they turned out so beautiful. Abby's gorgy gorge. And it was so fun to just shoot again. We were saying we felt like I had a camera backpack on. I'm walking, holding all this stuff. A
throwback.
And yeah, I'm walking with Abby and I'm like, we're in high school. Like, we're in high school again. And she's like, we're going to take my senior photos. I'm like, oh, 100%.
I'm screaming.
That's what this feels like. It feels like I'm taking your senior pictures.
Are you way happier, like, on your way to a photo shoot that you're not in?
Oh my gosh. So much happier.
Really?
It was actually very telling. Like, the way I felt while I was shooting, and granted, it's probably because it was completely for fun. I know Abby.
No expectations.
No expectations. Literally just to be creative. So there was no pressure on the situation, but it really was so fun. And it kind of just, it did feed a part of my soul that I was missing. Like, I showed her, I shot, like I said, all film. So I didn't, you know, once you take the photo, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have this like little tiny digital camera that I'll bring. And we just took some for fun, like after the sun was kind of setting with flash, which actually turned out to be some of my favorite ones.
So
but
cute.
Because I could actually see them, I was like showing them to her. And she was like, oh, wait, I love those. Like, she's like, I'm actually inspired now. Like, because she could see something. And I like got this feeling that I haven't felt in so long where I was like, oh my gosh, I remember like showing someone a sneak peek and then being like, oh, I love it. And kind of seeing them get a little more confident and me get a little more confident. And we're like vibing and just shooting. And I was like, oh, I really miss this. Aww. It was really
like
fun.
I felt something, creativity for once.
Literally, for the first time in years.
A spark. No, that's awesome.
But it was fun. It was fun to do it. And I definitely am inspired to do it more, but I'm cautiously like just doing it yeah. for fun and not trying to be like, and now I'm going to shoot for brands and campaigns more. Like I truly enjoy creative directing and being behind the scenes of something. And I think somehow my career has turned into like me being in a lot of the content. And I think there's a time and a place for that. And I like that side of things too. Maybe I'm just, you know, the pendulum always swings. Maybe I'm like burnt out from that now, but I do feel like, yeah, I just need it creatively.
Yes. They're so cute. You need to post them.
I will.
Everyone can see.
I'll post them on my photo account. Maybe they will already be posted by now once you're listening to this. Probably on JC Marie Photo.
So slay.
Hopefully I can still get into that account. Literally, I haven't been on it in years.
I also saw that you and your TikTok were on the same wavelength. We're simpatico because you were talking about in your TikTok, I think you're making the muffins. Did you post TikTok of you making muffins? Mm-hmm. And you're saying you wanted to make cinnamon rolls. And I have literally been, well, I started watching The Great British Baking Show. To watch my twin. And I will say, first of all, and I'd never watched the show before. I'd like heard about it and I'd watch like episode here or there. But
this is the best show.
Noel Fielding, that man, like when I saw a picture, someone's like, you look like, I say someone, my own sister, flesh and blood, said that she's like, you guys look like each other. And I saw him and I was just like a picture and it's like a 50-year-old man. I'm like, really? But as I was watching the show, I'm like, wait. He's my twin flame.
He's everything.
He is everything. Like his, even, I literally feel like we are twins separated at birth. Like even his humor is just kind of like cheesy. Like he's funny, but he's like almost like predictable humor. I'm like, I would literally make that joke. He's so like, I want to meet him. I love him.
I know. That is one of my favorite shows. It's such a comfort show. Like if you want to feel comforted, you got to watch it.
Oh, it's so wholesome.
I remember the first episode. Well, we already know my disdain for the show Nailed It. And I'm not going to get into it again because I'm going to get heated if I talk about Nailed It. But Chelsea's like, you got to watch Nailed It. I watched it. It was the worst show I've ever seen in my life. And I will die on that hill. And when I first watched The Great British Baking Show, like it was kind of giving me that vibe at first. I was like,
definitely.
I was like, not the cheesy jokes, like not this intro. And then I was just hooked and I was into it and I am obsessed now. But maybe I could get there with Nailed It. I don't think so.
No, you know what? Now that I've seen this one, because I had watched, Abby showed me Crime Scene, what's it called? Crime Scene Bake Off or something. Crime Scene Bakery. I don't remember. Crime Scene Kitchen. The shows that they come up with these days.
What the heck is that? I've never heard of that.
You go into a kitchen and it's like a crime scene, but of something they've cooked and you have to figure out what they've cooked or what they baked.
Okay.
From like the ingredients left out. It's actually like an escape room almost. And you'll have like 2 minutes to look at all the clues, like the flavors and like what they used and like look in the dishwasher and then you see what they made and then you have to go make it and you hope it's like as close to the mystery dessert. And at first I'm like, oh my God, like they are getting too far with these like crazy shows that are like in this crazy set where I'm like, where are you filming this? Like, in this huge storage thing with like all these lights, there's like flames going up. I'm like, what is happening? Like the American production. But I was hooked. Abby showed me a thing. I'm like, wait, why is this so good? It's like watching an escape room and like a bake off. But then there was only like, I only watched one season of that. And then I watched The Great British Baking Show. And I was like, I need to bake something. Like this is making me want to bake so bad. And so I've been watching YouTube videos because I've been craving cinnamon rolls. I'm like, I don't want to mess it up. I want to like make a really good cinnamon roll. So I've been watching YouTube, literally tutorials, just to like warm myself up, like see exactly what they're using so that I know like, you know, their tips and tricks for not making it too dry, all these things. And I am committed to making some good cinnamon rolls. So if you want to make some together,
we should.
I'm open.
We absolutely should. Because when I tell you, I think it was 2 years ago, because I didn't even live in this house.
You couldn't touch them for a year.
What?
You couldn't try. It was 2 years ago because you couldn't try for a year. It was too much of a heartbreak.
Literally. I was too triggered. No, but I made cinnamon rolls. It took hours.
Yeah.
So long. I did every aspect of it homemade and I overbaked them.
No.
They were so dry. Like, yeah. But it was so annoying because I could tell they would have been really good. Like the flavors were really good. It was just, they were overbaked.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, okay, goodbye. I'll never do that again. No, but now I think I'm ready to get back on the horse.
Yeah. I texted Abby too. I was like, we need to make cinnamon rolls. I've been watching Prue and Paul Hollywood critique enough. I know what Prue means. I know what, you know, is underbaked. I know what's overbaked. I'm going to do this.
I just found this, this TikTok just came up my For You page the other day that I saved. And it was like talking about the different, it had like four different cookies and they all looked different. And it was like, this one's overbaked. This one has too much flour.
Mm.
This one, you didn't chill the dough. This one. And it showed why. Yeah. And she went through each one. Oh, it was so fascinating. Yeah.
It's like an art.
I know it is. And I do actually love, I love baking when it turns out good.
Also on the Great British Bake Show, this is the last I'll say about it, is I think the reason that it's so good is because there's no, you know, they don't win any prize money. They don't win anything except for the cake plate. They win the title, the cake plate and flowers. That's all they get. And it's so wholesome.
It is.
They're so motivated to do it. I'm like, the problem with all these American shows, competition shows, all they talk about is
the money.
What are you going to do with the money? $100,000. I'm like, first of all, $100,000 in this economy, like after you take out the taxes and have to split it with their partner, they're getting $20,000 that they probably have to pay for their student loans. And that'll probably pay for half a semester. So it's really not changing their life.
No.
Like these are grown adults. Like you're not giving them $1 million.
If you're giving them $1 million, that's different.
Like what will you do with 50 grand? I'm like, pay it for their taxes.
Yeah.
Nothing. And these people are like, I'm going to start this and buy my mom a house. I'm like, what? In this economy, honey, where do you live?
Where are you buying the home? I would love to know.
It's all about the money.
No, it's kind of, unfortunately, it's confirming that those UK shows are just, they're just better. Like Love Island is better.
Mm-hmm.
UK is better than US. Great British Baking Show. Better than Nailed It. Like, come on.
Well, it's definitely better than Nailed It. And I love that I just love their like little team too. The judges and everything.
Yes.
And I think it's just a great show.
I've never not cried. Like throughout a season, I cry at least 3 times.
Oh, 100%. Whenever someone gets a handshake, I cry.
It's everything.
It's so inspiring. I love it. The words were coming out of my mouth, like I was watching it, me and Nick were watching it. I started to say, I wish they had an American version. And then I was like, no. If they had an American version of the show, you know, it would literally be in a set in a Netflix freaking studio and there would be flames and
the winner
fireworks,
would get $100,000.
And the host would be so loud and obnoxious. And they would get $100,000 and they would be like taunting them the whole time. And it would just be a horrible show.
So true. Thank you for speaking your truth.
Yeah. I just agree. Needs to stop trying.
I agree.
We won the war. Move on.
I recently posted a photo on Instagram wearing these really cute like slingback pumps from Nine West. They are black and they're so cute and so classy. And I got so many compliments on them and a lot of people were clicking that link. Okay. Nine West has some really, really cute stuff right now, especially coming into fall. If you're trying to build up your wardrobe, maybe switch up some shoe options, this is the place to go. They have a lot of, if you type in like slingback heels or pumps, you can find so many cute, very Sophia Richie Grange-esque shoe options, or dare I say Matilda Jerf, like really cute, classy heels, and they have boots. They have a ton of different stuff. But their fall campaign is called Bound for Greatness, and it is energizing a new Nine West. It is fashionable, on brand, culturally relevant, and it's inspiring women everywhere to take on the world in style. So they have collections of footwear, like I mentioned, apparel, and accessories.
And they're all very comfortable. So Nine West makes shopping trends easier with their Need It Now edit, also known as the Nine Edit, that highlights key trends such as Western style boots. Maybe you want some loafers. You know, I love a good loafer for fall and more. For the perfect going out shoe, shop their F collection. The F stands for fierce, and feminine heels with a 3.8 inch stiletto.
Slay, ladies.
So if you're wanting to look fierce, you know where to go.
Visit ninewest.com and use the code WHATWESAID at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's ninewest.com and use the code WHATWESAID for 15% off your first order. Go check it out. We are jumping into a break to talk about Tinder. Tinder is the world's most popular dating app, if you didn't know. And if you didn't know that, you've probably been living under a rock. So many possibilities really are just a match away. So on Tinder, you have the most opportunities to find whatever it is that you're looking for. It just starts with a swipe. Because it is the world's most popular dating app, that means there are more fish in the sea, if you know what I mean. There are more people on the app, more possible soulmates for you waiting out there. So let's talk about how hot transparency is. With Tinder's latest feature, relationship goals, you can set your status on your profile to show others what types of connections that you're looking for, and you can see what others are looking for too, so you don't have to guess and get your expectations all mixed up and leads to disappointment or miscommunication, which is very, very nice.
Not only does Tinder give you complete control, but they also have the most safety features than any other dating app, which we absolutely love to keep our Valley girls safe. Tinder has features like block contact or block profile, which allows you to block profiles even before matching. So if the vibes are off, you can block away, which is lovely.
We love a block.
They also have video chats so you can meet your match before meeting in real life, which again is a good safety measure to make sure that you're meeting up with who they say they are. Tinder wants you to feel comfortable. 1.5 million Tinder users go on an in real life date every week. So if that does not give you some hope, I don't know what will. Other apps are hard. Tinder is easy and fun. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. Tinder, it starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Should we talk about some things that are for the girls only?
Yeah, we definitely should before people start logging off.
Yeah, they already have.
It's we just had a lot to catch up on this week.
I had more, but I'm holding back, to be honest.
I'm holding my tongue.
I'm holding my tongue.
We just wanted to know the things that are only for the girls. Okay. I hate that I even feel the need to make this disclaimer. This is a joke, okay? If you are a man and you want to do these things, it doesn't make you feminine. It doesn't mean you actually can't do it. This is just a lighthearted joke. Okay, so
Let's get that out in the open. First of all, although I do have a very interesting counterpoint to bring up at the end of this episode that we could talk about forever. But
a counterpoint.
I just have an interesting concept to bring up with you at the end of this.
If guys,
which is going to completely contradict everything we say.
Oh, great.
But that's why you guys should wait till the end of the episode. Okay. Anyway, for the girls only, you can start us off.
Okay. So here are some ones that I wrote down. Speaking of iced drinks, iced lattes specifically. And I'm sorry because I do see a lot of guys that order iced drinks, but you need a hot drink in your hand if you're a man.
That's actually interesting. Like thinking Leif pretty much always orders hot and yeah. I always order iced, but.
He knows the rule.
Yeah, he gets it, I guess. Instinctually, he knows.
Liking the turn of seasons or being excited about the turn of seasons is only for the girls and the gays. Themed seasons. If I ever heard a man, this kind of goes along with like, don't use TikTok jargon if you are a man. That's only for us. Do not ever say you're in a certain era or that like a season is a certain era, like, we're in our fantasy football fall era, like, or, you know, something like that. You just live life. You're no main character. You're living your life.
You are a side character. Let's get this one thing straight.
Yeah, you read the script and you stick with it. Whatever fall I'm feeling, if I want to be a pilgrim this fall, you're following my lead, okay? You don't get to decide. Complaining about physical ailments is definitely only for the girls.
Oh, 100%.
I don't want to hear a peep about your headache.
Or a stomach ache.
Or especially a stomach ache. You don't have a stomach. You don't know what it's like ever to experience pain in it. Also 1800 historical fiction of any form or fashion, like Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen, like Little Women, things like that. You don't care about that. I feel like that whole—
You don't get it, more importantly.
Yeah, you don't get it. And also you don't appreciate it. You like war history and things like that, and that's fine.
But
we're
not the same.
No, I want to know about the romance going behind the scenes, you know? Also, I have a couple more. Should I just keep rambling them off? iPhone cases and laptop cases. You should be responsible and never drop your phone if you're a man. You do not need a case. You do not need something to protect it. And it definitely shouldn't have a color to it if you're a man. It definitely should be black or gray. Maybe brown. Maybe. But you're even getting risky if you have like some kind of accessory on it. You can't be using those. Blankets, for sure. Especially for watching a movie, you do not need one. You're never cold. Instagram stories is
obvious. That's a given. Social media in general is really.
Updating your profile picture more than once a year.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't want a current profile picture from
you. No, that thing better be 4 years old.
Yeah, I don't want a 4 year old, like 4 years old, you had to crop yourself out of a family photo.
Totally.
That's all I had. That's all I had written down, at least.
I only wrote down a few.
Oh, yeah, no. We've seen what happens with the male vloggers.
We have seen enough. I could go down a whole.
Even if you have a family vlog, you better not be holding the camera. You better be in the background.
Absolutely. Kindles.
Yes,
you're not reading off a Kindle.
Yeah, my brother and my dad do love their Kindles, though.
Oh, shiz. Turn off the podcast now. I'm sorry, Cliff.
But you need to be holding a book.
Oh, absolutely. You need a physical book in your hand. Knowing you're hot and acting like it. We've been over this.
No.
And I just made a TikTok about this. That means making a thirst trap.
No.
That should be very clearly not for you.
And that's for your own sake. That's not even for us. Like, that's for your own sake of keeping your dignity and also having girls like you. Because the second you post a thirst trap and girls know that you know you're hot, it's instant ick.
It's instant ick. It's over.
Yeah.
I just saw this. I like somehow got on this side of TikTok where it'll be like 2019 and 2020 TikToks, like just it's like a page that posts all the old TikToks.
Oh,
it is shocking. And I am not acting like I'm above it. When I see videos of us from 2020 where we thought we ate, truly, I thought I ate.
No,
with
same.
That whoa. And I was starving. Starving.
No.
Anyway, I've been seeing some lately. The reason I bring that up is because it will just be all those boys like doing those dances, like the
shirtless.
Shirtless like this.
Oh.
It is.
No, not the hip thrust.
It is not okay.
No, someone like that's when hate is okay, honestly. Like we should have gotten more hate.
That is when bullying is okay.
Yeah.
And no, I've been over this. Like the girl who accidentally messaged me and meant to message your sister, you saved my life. I owe you the world.
I owe you everything.
I owe you everything. That was warranted. That was okay. And you are right. I will bow down and admit I am on my knees. You are
correct.
We need
to Venmo her.
No, thank you for your service. Like I did not have self-awareness in that moment and you did. And you saw things clearly.
1000%. Except for I know you've seen the love surge thing on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone making fun of this couple. It's like this... You know, I don't even want to like get into it, but everyone's like cringing out to it. They're like, oh, this is like so cringe. And someone made a TikTok video and basically they were like, oh, are you cringing to this? Or are you damaged? I can't remember exactly what she said, but basically like, or are you craving that kind of authenticity and like ability to be fully yourself? And did somebody ever tell you you were too much? And now anybody else that you think is being too much, you want to hate and like join in one with other people and like bag on them. Basically calling you out for like, it's the same thing of like, what does it mean to cringe? It's like looking in within yourself and being ashamed of something that it reflects within yourself.
Yeah.
And all of the comments were like, shiz. I was so happy to cringe at this and you just ruined it for me. Like, or do you want someone that you could be silly and like let all of your like
emotions out with?
And you don't have to be cool around.
Did you see that girl who did the love surge video? Did you see the video of her like sobbing?
Yeah.
Well, you can't be doing that.
You can't do that. It's one thing to the love surge video. You just need to own it after that.
Totally. Which I do feel bad. It's like, getting hate. Well, actually, I think she already had. I don't know like what her following was like before, if she was an influencer. But I was going to say, like, I can picture getting a bunch of hate and having a bunch of people make fun of you when you're not in the, like, you've never had a platform. I could see that being like,
oh, terrifying.
So jarring and like actually make you so sad because you're like, wait, I've never experienced this.
Yeah.
But I thought she was maybe like a creator because it looked like she, I don't know, but. Yeah, she was like crying, being like, you guys are being so mean, which is sad. Like that's, but also I'm like, literally, I don't know. That's just TikTok.
You can't expect
everyone to just be fine.
Yeah.
Anything.
Especially when you do something like that, like vulnerable.
Especially when you're that brave. Literally.
Oh my gosh. What else did you write down?
Those were really the main ones. This one someone else wrote down, but I am adding it to my list because I think it's so funny. Oversleeping.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so,
or going to bed before me.
Someone was like, laying in bed all day watching a show when in a funk. Major ick.
Oh, that's for
I'm
the
like,
girls.
Can you imagine if Leif was like, I just need a self-care day. I was like, I'm going to watch a show all day. I'd be like, you're all lazy. Like, you're the laziest person I know. When I do it, it's self-care.
When I do it, it's intentional relaxation and distraction. You, on the other hand, go dig a hole.
Literally,
if you're
you
feeling
are not
sad.
Providing for our family. Like,
that's so funny. Someone said Stanley cups.
Absolutely.
100%. You can drink out of it at home, but don't touch it. Don't hold it.
No. Yeah.
Singing along to songs in the car alone. I don't know why. It just feels weird. Even alone, no joy. No talking to yourself.
Whipped cream on coffee drinks.
Oh, for sure.
Imagine you guys going to Starbucks together to the drive-thru and him getting like a bubble top with whipped cream on the top.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That would be so jarring.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Nightstands. You know what? That's a great one. Because what do you need? What do you need by your bed?
You know
what,
though?
It's not going to be good.
I feel like if a guy had a nightstand, I'm thinking, obviously, when you're married, you have like two nightstands. It's pretty streamlined.
Yeah, yeah.
But like if I was dating someone, went over to their place for the first time, they had a nightstand, I think that would be the opposite of an ick to me. I think that would be like, okay, you have your life together.
It depends. You got to look in the
drawers. Although, how organized is the drawer?
Because you
drawers?
Know you're just going to find tissues and lotion in that nightstand. You know you're not finding like a book. You know you're not. And you're probably finding like a 10-year-old chapstick in there.
Yeah,
they
true.
Don't need them.
Depends on what's in.
If you really need something, like a drink of water, get up and walk to it. Like, you don't need it right then. Like, that's for girls. Like, I need a drink of water before I get out of bed or right before I, you know.
So true.
Sitting on the booth side of a table. That's true.
That is definitely true. Leaning over a balcony and taking in the view.
I'm screaming. Maybe stand like a foot away from it.
Yeah.
Definitely don't lean over.
No.
No bending whatsoever. Fall. Gossip. That one is so true.
So true.
Having a lamp, someone said. Just no light for men. No light.
No light, no nightstand.
I actually think a lamp is good for a guy. Yeah, if you went to a guy's house and they had a lamp.
I think that'd be a green flag.
Yeah.
They want to set the vibes.
Yeah. They know lighting. They know mood.
Soup.
Please. Not even when you're sick. I love soup. Oh my gosh. True. Fun, someone said. The Titanic. That's a classic one I hear. Like the whole Roman Empire thing. Like guys only think about the Roman Empire and girls like our Roman Empire.
Nick?
Yeah, he said once every 6 months.
So specific.
He's like probably once every like 6 months. I'm like, okay, that's like very realistic, I feel like.
Leif said never.
Never.
I was like,
thinks
when,
about
how
it.
Often do you think about it? And I feel like he, oh, maybe he did see the trend before, but I felt like I caught him at a time where he truly,
yeah.
like, he didn't know
didn't
I was asking
know.
For a reason. And he's like, what? The Roman Empire? He's like, never. I was like, okay. So is
what's his
lying?
Roman Empire?
I don't know. I should
I feel
ask
like
him.
It's kind of the same thing, though, like the Titanic. Like, there are a lot of girls that are obsessed with the Titanic and, like, think about it all the time. I don't necessarily, but I could see.
I think about it probably often.
More than I should.
Totally, but not like every day.
No, no.
Maybe like once a month.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other things like that for girls.
I saw people saying like our weddings, like dreaming of your wedding.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I'm like, but that's a personal thing to you. The Roman Empire is random.
Oh,
do you know
yeah,
what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's almost not a good comparison because it's
yeah.
like that the Roman Empire has nothing to do with them. That's the
it's
thing.
Like a historical event.
Yes. So
yeah.
it's like, yeah, what would be something? Honestly, it's probably like, you know what my Roman Empire is? Is Hannah Brown sending Luke P home on The Bachelorette. That
yeah,
is my
that's
Roman Empire.
One. That's a really good one. Some kind of scandal like that. Honestly, mine is Kim and Courtney's fight.
Yes.
When Courtney smacked the tan off of Kim onto the wall.
That was
so bad.
Wild.
Yeah, that was really crazy. Someone said pickles are only for girls. And I do agree with that because I want the pickle. Like if me and Nick go somewhere, he always gives me his pickle. Like, you know, if we have.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I can see that one. Soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
That is definitely only for the girls.
Yeah, for sure. You can have a bite of mine.
Yeah.
What about cones?
That's kind of for the girls.
Yeah.
You can have a cup.
Yeah, yeah. You
cup.
Can have a cup. Yeah, for sure. Shaking a salad. Stir. Do not shake. straws, birthdays. If a man has a birthday, don't we think that's a little narcissistic?
I'm screaming.
Marshalls and Home Goods, definitely. She said not enjoyable with my husband. No. Yeah. In fact, they ruin it.
They ruin everything. They ruin shopping in general, in my opinion. Yeah.
Especially home decor shopping.
Yeah.
You don't need any part of that.
No, I have like, I think I'm just now learning that lesson. Cause sometimes I'll want to go to like, I have a few like consignment stores or home decor stores I like to go to, and I'll like invite Leif and he rarely wants to come. Or sometimes we'll be like doing something, I'm like, oh, let's stop by there after.
Yeah.
And he'll like reluctantly, he'll be like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But then like, I feel like he's just rushing. He's not even doing
anything.
It's
always a bad idea.
Yes. He's not even doing anything wrong. But as we're walking through the store, I'm like, you're stressing me out.
No,
like, you're rushing me. He's like, I'm not even doing anything. I'm like, just your presence. Like, you got to go. I need to be here alone.
100%. I feel the same way. And it's almost like a buzzkill. Like, I'm like, oh, that's cute. He's like, eh. I'm like, okay.
You don't get it.
Well, you don't get it. And no. You've ruined it. And like the fact that you even think you have a say now in what I choose as the decor. Is now you have
that's
a little
something
too
for the
much.
Girls only as well.
Yeah.
Decorating your house.
Yeah.
Interior design.
I want your input. Like Nick has pretty good eye of like the style he likes. So I'm like, yeah, I want to mesh our styles. However, I will be making all the last decisions.
Yes. They can do 20%. You can do 80. Like they can have a say, but
leave the execution
not
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember like this one couple that I know, the guy is so he's so involved in the interior design decisions. Like he's very like, oh no. And like very specific, but he doesn't have good style. He doesn't care about it whatsoever. It's not like he actually is into architecture or interior design. He like doesn't care. He just
wants to have
an opinion.
Yeah.
And so, and it's always like the opposing. It's like, oh no, I don't want that.
Bye.
And it's like, okay, then what do you want? It's like, oh, I don't know, but just like not that. And she just has to keep finding stuff. And then he's constantly just like, no, not that. I'm like, okay, if you're going to make a Pinterest board and shop, that's fine.
Yes.
And if you actually have good taste, but what is the, I don't get it.
Don't just shoot down my ideas. Like come up with your own. If you're going to say no to everything, like you're leaving me with nothing.
No.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Why?
It really bothers me. Only groups of girls can go to the movies. I don't want to see a group of guys.
That's very true.
So true.
That's very true. Over the age, maybe when you're like 14 or 15 and you're going to the Marvel movies or something like that. But
if you're out of high school,
yeah, if you're
it's
out
done.
Of high school, you're done. You're going on a date or you're going alone with your family. You're bringing your kids.
Mm-hmm. Being cold.
Yeah.
For sure.
The blankets.
Having a 3 p.m. slump.
They don't even get that, right? Their testosterone is like, goes until whatever.
Yeah. I don't think they do have the 3 p.m. slump like we do.
Yeah. So they definitely better not be acting like it.
Mm-mm. No show socks.
Yeah. No.
It's giving deer hooves.
Oh, what was I just saying that they were talking about those socks? I think I saw a TikTok and it was like a new ick unlocked. It was like his no-show socks. It's like, what are those? I'm even self-conscious whenever I take my shoes off. I hate wearing those.
Oh.
Some people are way too comfortable walking around the house in those. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, take those off immediately.
Immediately.
I am so self-conscious about the way that my feet look at all times. Like, even in my own, the comfort of my own home. Like
just
my feet
general?
Cannot look disproportionate to my body in any form or fashion.
What do you mean?
Like
they're the size they are.
No, I just mean like with socks like that or like with weird shoes.
Yeah, no. I completely agree. It's like I like want to have long socks on that are not like chunky, but.
Yeah, even slipper kind of things. Like if I'm not wearing the right pants with the shoes, it like I can't wear it for long. Like maybe to go, you know, grab groceries out of the car. But if I'm wearing like, for example, like jeans that day and I put on like some smaller slippers, like dainty.
No.
Like I just can't. I have to like put on socks. Like it has to match the whole vibe.
I know what you mean actually completely. And no-show socks are
the worst.
The worst of all.
Like you can have them on for a second while you put your shoes on. But after that.
That's the maximum.
Do you remember those shoes that were like no-show, but you would wear them with flats in like junior
shoes
high?
Socks you said?
Yeah, they're socks that are shaped kind of like flats. Do you remember? Did you ever wear those? They would literally.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
But they're a little different than like, I know which ones you're talking about. The no-show that are like here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ones.
No,
like,
I know
they
exactly
were,
what you're talking about though. Yes.
Like you wear them with these
they,
certain
flats.
They
barely cover your toes.
Yes, they barely cover your toes.
Like you're
you
still
see,
seeing the toes.
Yes, you could see the cracks of your toes. And they would smell so bad when I would wear them in junior high.
And they're like so thin.
They're like tight.
They're like nylons.
Yes. Ew. So disgusting.
You're unlocking memories. They're like nude.
Yeah, and you could see them. Like when you're wearing your flats. Like they would be poking out of your shoes. It's so bad. Just wear the flats.
Yeah, why did we even need those?
I don't know.
Like what was the point?
No clue.
Any more? Pumpkin treats. A guy eating a pumpkin cookie is an
ick. I'm screaming. True. Fall. I'm telling
true,
you.
True. It's going into the fall category.
I wrote a couple things down for like things I don't want to do.
Oh, as yeah, a girl. Yeah.
That I think kind of like are only for the boys. Like you need to do this for me.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Oh, definitely.
Don't want to look at them. Don't want to see them. Don't want to know about them. Mm-hmm. I cannot fill up my own water after 5 p.m. Like I can do during the day, but after 5 p.m., that's Nick's job. I also think, just putting this out there. I should not be changing a diaper when my husband is home, especially during the first couple weeks when you as the wife or as the mom are doing pretty much everything else and they can't really do anything like breastfeed or, you know, whatever it is.
Oh, I completely
men
agree.
Like that I hear they're like, I've never changed a diaper and it's like their kid is 4. I'm like, what do you do then? Do you breastfeed? Like, how are you splitting that up? You need to be changing changing diapers are for the dad. And agreed. I will die on that hill. Obviously, unless they're not there, then somebody has to do it. And also, yeah, you can't fall asleep before me.
No.
Definitely
that's
not.
Universal.
Yeah, do not fall asleep before me. That's all I could come up with, though. I'm shocked I couldn't come up with more, like, things I don't want to do. But
pump gas.
I didn't want to get sexist. Yeah, I don't want to pump gas. If I get in my car, now that me and Nick have separate cars, even now, he hasn't gotten in my car in forever. And I see the gas is empty. I'm mad at him. I'm like, he should have known to check my car and like fill my car up for me.
Totally.
Lady has been eating the farmer's dog food for years and years. I have been working with them for years as well. And I'm just a big fan of this brand. It's something that's a part of my everyday life. Feeding Lady, it's a part of her everyday life. And she is a healthy gal. So we love it in our household. So the Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It is developed by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from real healthy ingredients to human food safety standards. It's so much different than, you know, kind of dry kibble that sometimes smells bad. You can look at the Farmer's Dog food and see the little pieces of vegetables and see the meat, and you can see the actual real food, which is important because, you know, your dog deserves to eat whole, healthy food just like we do.
The Farmer's Dog isn't just fresh, higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs, which is amazing. This makes it easy to help your dog maintain their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. Dogs at a healthy weight can live up to 2.5 years longer than overweight dogs. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits from healthier coat and skin to better breath, even easier digestion, and smaller, better poops. A healthy diet isn't just for humans. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more healthy, happy, and full years together. That means more magical moments with your dog, but no actual magic required. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid. Again, that's thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. Go check it out.
As we are recording this, I have just gotten back from a Pilates class and I am wearing my Lululemon Align leggings. This is part of my workout uniform. I love them so much. But Lululemon has a few different types of leggings, kind of made for different activities or exercises. Honestly, I love them all. They're all great. And it just depends on what you're into. So to explain a little further, Align, the ones that I'm wearing today, are for yoga, low intensity workouts, and casual wear. They literally feel like butter. They're so soft.
They feel like nothing.
They feel like you're wearing nothing. They're kind of designed for the person who wants like a lightweight, low compression yoga solution that is also versatile enough for you to like run some errands. So I went to Pilates, then I went to the grocery store, and I feel like you can kind of do it all in the Align leggings. Then the Wonder Train leggings are amazing for more high intensity, high humidity, like low airflow sweat activities. So I love these personally for weight training, strength training. It's designed with one of their most innovative fabrics called Everlux. It's the fastest drying fabric. So it's great for when you're sweating a lot. And I definitely sweat a lot when I am lifting weights. It allows you to work hard and feel dry so you can effortlessly transition from sweat to street. It's also great for activities like spin or HIIT workouts.
I was going to say, there's no place I sweat more than a spin class. Yes. And the Wunder Train leggings are perfect for that. Also, if you're in your running era, it's getting cold out, especially if you live somewhere that's, you know, already feeling that chill. The Fast and Free leggings are amazing because they are powered by the new Luxe fabric, which provides a weightless on-body sensation and incredible coverage so that when you're on your run or on your jog, you have complete freedom from distractions. You've got the coverage and they're holding you in nice and tight and you're feeling fast and free. So get into Lululemon leggings at lululemon.com. You really can't go wrong with any of them. So go check it out.
Also, I think washing dishes is for the boys.
Yes.
Especially if you cooked. Like, I truly believe it's one or the other. If Leif cooks dinner, I'm happy to wash the dishes.
Yeah.
If I cooked dinner, I'm not washing those dishes.
Yes.
And vice versa. I really believe that the other person needs to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear the opposing.
I'm trying to find
it. Let's contradict everything.
I'm very confused, actually, because I saved it on Instagram and I literally think it got taken down. But I also screenshotted part of it, so that's good. But I can't find it on this girl's page anymore. Okay, so this girl's page is, her name's Gabby, and her Instagram handle is Sigh, S-I-G-H, Swoon.
Okay.
And someone actually sent this to us on our What We Said Instagram, and I thought it was interesting, so I wanted to talk about it. But, and it goes along, again, contradicting this entire episode pretty much, but it's kind of about like icks and like today's world. So. What I have screenshotted at least is pretty good info, I feel like, in and of itself. Okay, so she said, recent dating discourse sounds so sixth grade to me. Icks, body count, meticulous scrutiny of physical features. Is it all just not a general fear of intimacy and desire expressed through bullyish takes as an attempt to be free of the weight of it? It's so puberty. I also wonder if it's because adults share the internet with teenagers quite willingly, especially since 2020 and TikTok. And they don't realize they're regressing into the type of thoughts that one grows out of by the time they experience love and like move on.
God.
No, this blew my mind. I was like, wait. I need to get off the internet.
It's so true because as you're saying that, things that even like obviously I joke about or we joke about on this podcast or like people on TikTok joke about, if I'm giving real advice to a friend or something, it's like the opposite. Like, I'm like, who cares about that? Like, who cares if he has tissues and lotion in his side table? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's
true. We're like making jokes.
But how much of it is real?
Yes. And so she goes in. Oh, I guess I screenshotted more than I thought. I seriously think this got taken down. I don't know where it is, but luckily I screenshot a lot of it.
Wow.
But she was saying like, we're the first generation hanging out with teens,
consciousness.
Like, we are on TikTok and we're just like almost, we're surrounded by their energy, like these teenagers, where it's
scary.
Like, that's not really a normal thing that other generations have experienced. It said, it's the very first time that adults are in the same classroom as children and not as authority figures, but peers.
I'm scared.
The memes
JC.
Are fun until you're reading analysis by a 45-year-old that was already naturally debunked for you and them long ago and they somehow forgot or it somehow feels so pressing to them. She said, it's not our fault that we can be easily roped into teen brain ideas because they are inside of us. We used to have them. And they also appeal to our most unstable and scared selves that we're understanding the weight of existence for the first time. And she just goes on and on about how it's like just this like newness. It's, you know, viral dances, trending inside jokes, gender wars, bullies, rating people, slut shaming, like all of this stuff. And just like pendulum swing. And we're just in this world.
Wow. It kind of goes back to the love surge thing where it's like adults, even if they see something like that, they're like,
aw. They move on.
Yeah. They're not like, that cringes me out. You're the most cringy couple. Like, I can't believe you would do that. Like, if someone did that to me, I would die. Like, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of true. It's like that. Kind of how you would talk in when you're a teenager.
Yeah. It's like, are we reverting back? I mean, that's an ick. And it's like, wait, we're almost 30. Like, this is, I'm scared.
We're almost 30. Oh my gosh. Wow. My mind is blown.
But
it makes sense.
About.
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
It's good to keep in mind too, because, you know, obviously while we like to joke and have fun, it's like, it does sometimes, even for myself, it gets literally self-reflecting after this whole episode of hating on men. But it's like, it is real that it's like, we talked about this last time, I think, or a couple episodes ago. Like, literally all the men in my life, I don't care. I literally love them unconditionally. And they do not ick me out. Or like, no, you know what I mean? Even no. when I was dating, like nothing really icked me out that much. But it's so funny to like it punch up at men because it's like they have been the dominant sex for all these years. So it's just fun to like poke fun at them.
And but with all the stories while, we...
Yeah.
Again, we're not necessarily in the wrong for doing... Not in the wrong, but there's... Some of it's warranted because of statistics and things we read and also the stories we get.
Yeah.
So it's like... Yeah, we're going to make fun of this theme when girls are constantly sending us in the worst dating stories and they all are men that are doing it. You know what I mean?
And I even myself sometimes get like sick of the joke. Like I'm like, not that it's not true anymore, but she's like, I want to move on to a different joke. Like,
Definitely.
It's been said, it's been done. And I like to bring it back every once in a while, but like every joke, it gets old. But then when a man does something, I'm like, wow.
Well, we're back in the cycle again. Here we are.
Keep proving yourself.
Yeah.
But that is very fascinating.
I just thought it was interesting to think about. And I was reflecting on that because it is very interesting that like, I feel like TikTok kind of keeps you young in a way because it keeps you kind of with the times. You kind of know what's going on, but that could be good and bad.
It like, does. It does bring out an extreme part of people though. Like, I think you can also see that vice versa or like, I guess on the opposite spectrum with guys, like with Andrew Tate of everything, where it's like, you see that video of those young boys, like going up to, I don't know who they went up to. I didn't know the context, like, or the context of the video, but they were like F women. Like they were like teenager or like probably 14 year old boys. And they were like saying all these derogatory things, kind of like Andrew Tate vibes where it's like, and the guy was like, so shook. He's like, whoa, no, we love women. Like we respect women, but it's like then these grown men start saying these things and then it just kind of like gets into this big thing where it's like, whoa, men you meet on the street usually aren't like F women. Like,
no.
Or like men you know in your lives usually aren't like that. But then when they see it on social media, you're like getting into that mom mentality of like, oh yeah, you're right. Women suck. Like we need to have like women at our, like they're disposable, you know, things like that.
Just the internet is so, it really is so fascinating how I was just listening to Amber Filler up. She was on Girls Camp and she was saying how like this kind of goes along with it. It's like, okay, within like religious communities or churches or whatever, you could have a few people like in a ward that are kind of toxic where it's like, they're kind of just rude and they're gossipy or something.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, they're great. They're like such good people. They're so nice. They're helpful. Like you have a great community around you. But she was saying she believes it's impossible like for an influencer to have a good experience if they're religious, basically, because she was giving the example of like people would get on all these pages, like she would go to church and then people would be like, oh, like they would dissect everything. Like, this is what she was wearing. This is the talk they gave. It was so cringy.
So sad.
And she was saying that's only one person that's doing that. But when you have one or two people from each ward and they're all coming on the internet and doing that, it makes it feel like these are the worst people ever. And it's easy to generalize people. And I feel like that in every category has that people. It's like
they ruin it for everyone.
They ruin it for everyone. Like there's these Gen Z kids who are going around saying F women or whatever. And it's like, okay, Gen Z, this new generation sucks. It's like we have middle-aged people doing crazy things. And it's so exacerbated by being on the internet that it's like, then we think just everyone is.
And you just get scared to go anywhere. It's like people kind of use that same analogy with protecting your kids online. They're like, if you want to show your kids and like talk about all of your, you know, everything about your kids and, you know, showcase their lives. Yes. Not everybody is a predator that's liking your pictures or like whatever, but it's like taking your kid to a park. Like if you knew there was a bunch of people that go to that park and only one of them was you knew they were a sex offender. Would you still go to that park? Probably not, because you're like, no, there's a sex offender there. It's like they ruin it for the rest of the people. Mm-hmm. And which is like, so, like
it's
scary.
So unfortunate. It's so unfortunate. And it's like, I mean, with kids, that's a whole other like thing. But even with us, like speaking about things,
the one
there will
person,
be this 1% that if you let it,
makes
it
you ruins. Not want to talk.
It makes you never want to talk again. Mm-hmm. You never want to podcast. You never want to post anything vulnerable because of how they can use it against you.
Yeah.
And if you let it ruin it, it will ruin it for you.
Yeah.
So you have to, I mean, now we're getting into a whole other conversation, but it's like, the internet's 100%. Just wild. And there's
There's so many different types of people.
Let's leave it at this so that we are not the 1% making men feel like they are worthless. We love you, especially if you're a respectful king, okay? Not all men are trash. It's just a joke. You can have your ice drink and have a lamp and have a blanket and cozy up in the fall time
with your no-show socks. It's fine. It's going to be fine.
And we love you for it. And we truly accept you unconditionally. So don't be scared to be yourself now.
As long as you treat people right, mm-hmm. It's all going to be okay. Well, that was a
well-rounded, full episode, a cornucopia of episodes.
Full circle. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It really helps our podcast actually a lot. I learned that helps with like the rankings of podcasts and stuff has to do with the subscriber amount as well. So if you guys aren't subscribed, if you go and just like search us, just subscribe so we're always in your library if you listen to the podcast and you love it. If you're feeling extra nice, we would absolutely love if you rated and reviewed the podcast. That also helps us a ton and we appreciate each and every one of you. Whenever I see that number tick up, mm-hmm. I genuinely just feel so like grateful that you guys take the time to do that because it really does mean a lot to us. We're working on some fall merch right now, you guys. It'll be coming out soon. If you want to keep updated on anything we got going on, at What We Said Podcast, that's our Instagram. Check it out. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.